Yo.
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 What's up?
Little TJ in this bitch. It's No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. We haven't done a fucking podcast in probably a month and a half. It's been a minute. I was on vacation for like the whole month.
Who's that?
I went to Japan. I went to the Caribbean. I went to fucking Miami. We were just basically took like December off.
I never even left the U.S.
You haven't?
Nah.
Damn. Is this your first time in L.A.? Nah.
Nah, it's not my first time.
How many times have you been here?
Like 3-4.
Okay. Four. Where do you want to leave the country and go to?
Probably first, I start with Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is a good one. Yeah. That's like everybody in New York. Got to take your first trip out to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, nice woman.
Yo, you would like Japan, though. This shit is like completely different than anything you ever experienced in your life. It's fucking crazy, bro.
Nah, yeah, that's just probably wouldn't be first priority, but
Yeah. Nah, that'll blow your mind into a million pieces. It might actually fry you, and it might make you feel like, damn, I don't want to travel anymore because this shit is so fucking weird and overwhelming.
Yeah, I already know they got a whole bunch of shit going on.
Yeah, you probably haven't left the Bronx that many times either, huh?
Nah, I really keep it stacked with you. I mean, now I'm starting to move, but
right. Yeah, I mean, because I lived in Astoria and Bushwick for like 7-8 years, and like, yeah, I was.
How long
ago
was this?
This was like 2003 to 2010. Do I have shit on my mouth? I just ate a bunch of meatballs. Yeah, but I lived out there, and I was always amazed. Yeah, pause. Welcome to the meat show. I was just amazed by like how many kids out there that I would be riding BMX with and shit would like not really be familiar with like what was going on in Queens if they lived in Brooklyn or vice versa.
I'm strictly a Bronx baby, man.
Like, right.
Holy Bronx.
You got a lot of pride in that? Tell me about your upbringing.
Shit. I mean, like I said, the Bronx. Like, I jacked to the fullest in front of Bronx. I mean, I never really left the Bronx a lot. And I just, like, little block baby. I used to just always play the block, just chill with the gang, friends, all that for me.
Mm-hmm.
Started making music, and
well, here we are.
Saying?
Okay, but so
it's coming true.
What were your parents doing when you were young?
I mean, when I was real, real little, my mom was still, she was going to college. She went back to college. She was trying to get shit right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, both my moms and my pops both was working. So
mm-hmm.
I used to go to school after school, and I used to just hit the block, just chill for me. So I had like, I was never really bad in school though,
mm-hmm.
but I was just more like just getting into trouble on the block and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like in school, if you manage to like keep it quiet and like stay out of people's ways, then you can not get in trouble. I was the opposite of that. I was like screaming in class, talking constantly, passing notes, getting in trouble for everything because I just couldn't shut up. I couldn't keep to myself.
Nah, yeah, I was like, I don't know. I used to get in trouble, but it was like I wasn't dumb. You know what I'm saying? I was doing my work and shit like that. I used to get in trouble though.
See, I was dumb too, for sure. Because it's like if you just get your work done and then you like manage to stay out of people's hair, because it's like your teacher has to go through some work to like suspend you or to send you to the office.
No,
you
whatever. Always want to blame the teacher. Yeah. I mean, that's how you think when you're little, though. For me,
yeah,
mature and you realize you was bugging.
Yeah, totally. But so, did you always feel like you were like a little bit more like mature than some of the people you were going to school with and stuff?
I mean, not really. I was immature too. I mean, now I do. For me, now I do. But I mean, like early school years, not really. I was average, immature, stupid, and wilding.
How old are you?
17 now.
17 now. Holy shit, that's crazy. I didn't know you're that young.
Yeah, I'm 17.
That's crazy. Okay, so growing up though, like music to you, were you like a big rap fan or?
I was a big. I mean, I was actually more diverse when I was younger.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying, being that I used to like you see Disney shows, like it was different type of music that used to flow past me for me, catch my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like more, I'm like, just hip hop.
Right. But, were your parents playing music in your home when you were young?
Yeah, my mom used to play all types of shit.
Right.
Like, I mean, I can't even name the songs. I know if I heard them shit though, I know the name of them shit.
Right.
Though, but for me, like,
yeah, growing up, I listened to like a lot of like Marvin Gaye and The Temptations through my parents, but for the most part, it's like I didn't really know what she was listening to.
Yeah. I mean, I respect old school tunes, though. It's a lot of old school tunes I hear right now, but it's the pump for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough for me to listen to stuff besides rap just because, like, I feel like I want to listen to music from people who have stuff in common with me. And it's like, I don't really know, like, what some 50-year-old lady who's, like, singing is, like, I don't know what she's going through. I'm not living that life.
Nah, but sometimes you feel emotions, though. She talking about her love life or, mm-hmm. or for me. I'll be feeling that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. No,
I mean, actually, it's like sometimes it's hard to relate to some of the rappers that's coming out right now.
Oh, yeah, big time.
All types of other shit going on.
What kind of lyrical content do you not really relate to coming from certain rappers, though?
it's just all that drug music, all that like high chaman shit. Like, mm-hmm. I can't really relate to that. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'd be more some focused shit. Because it's like, you gotta always think, like, if your mind is not right, then how are you going to do this long term? It's just working now because of momentum, because of stupid shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's that problem I have as I get older, is that I'll be listening to rappers and they talk about, like, they're trying to make, like, popping a bunch of Zans real sound really cool. I'm like,
now
man,
I'm saying the I know image, what that's the like. Image it's not that bigger cool. than the music. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but when the music is all like upbeat and fun, and it's like popping mollies, popping perks, popping Zans, and I'm like, that's not actually fun. It's not actually a fun lifestyle short that you're describing. Yeah, you might feel good for a little bit. But especially if you're like a grown man and you're talking about doing all this shit, it's like, bro, you should chill the fuck out. Like, get a job and like a family and shit. People tell me that all the time too, but. Shit. So you were never attracted to the drug side of things?
I mean, nah, like, I mean, no.
No?
Nah. I mean, nah. It's like, it's some artists that they'll come on and I bump it, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, it's just something that's just like all the way out of line to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's just.
Nah, totally. I mean, yeah, but on a personal level, like you were never like, never tempted to start getting fucked up or anything?
Nah.
Nah. Nah. That's good. But don't you have that one line in your big song where you say something about I was fucked off the drugs or some shit?
I was done off the drugs.
But you were talking about weed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking about weed. And I'm talking about like, this is back in the days and shit like that. I went to jail. For me, I came home and I just had a sober mind. I was just like, all right, this is what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? So I got to keep my mind clear to do it.
Mm.
So.
Wait, so when do you go to jail?
Went to jail, I was 15.
15 for how long?
For a year.
A year. So what the fuck happened with that situation?
I ain't even about to get into that.
Give me a general idea.
I mean, I was just outside doing all types of stupid shit. I mean, things I'm not supposed to for me.
Was it fighting? Was it robbing somebody?
Come on, bro. I told you, he ain't gonna get it. It don't even matter.
But you already served your bid anyway, so it doesn't matter, right?
Nah, it's not for that purpose, though. It's just that.
Keep the image clean? Yeah. You still trying to get that Target deal?
You know what I'm saying? Something like that. And it's just like, I don't even want to talk about that type of stuff because I don't want people that look up to me even knowing. Like, that's irrelevant. That's the passion. You know what I'm saying? I'm focusing on becoming a new man.
No, yeah, it's a choice to make. It's like, but one, like, I was, you know, Casanova?
Yeah.
I was watching Casanova's DJ Vlad interview the other day, and he's talking about robbing the check cashing spot. And it is crazy. Like, he's talking about, like, everything about how he got every fucking detail. And
I mean,
he got caught up on it, though. So it's like, he could tell that story. But I was like, man, that is so reckless. That's the opposite of how most people are when you ask them about a crime on camera.
But you understand. I mean, that's his image. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he came off with that type of impression to his fans. So if he talk about that, he's not going to get in trouble. It already happened. He did his time. You know what I'm saying? So me, it's like, that's just not what I want to get into. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
I like my younger fans to look at me as like a role model. And I tell them something like, yo, like focus in school. You know what I'm saying? Listen to your parents. They want the best for you. Some shit like that. Not go out and do the wrong thing. Because if it was the right thing, I'd still be doing it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You dropped out of school?
Yes, I dropped out of school.
What age?
When music started popping.
Okay.
It got too crazy in the town and shit like that.
Were you just too popular in school?
Yeah.
I mean, once you got a couple million plays on a song, all of a sudden you're a celebrity in high school, basically, right?
Yeah, but I'm going into homeschooling now, so I'm about to do some online shit.
That's good. You seem like you got good hair on your shoulders. I mean, even just the way you talk about drugs and stuff, it's like, well, that's a really good sign that this dude is not going to fucking blow it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the number one thing, because I see people all the time. Like, I meet rappers all the time when they come out here, and it's their first time being in L.A., and you see them getting a little bit too excited about the chicks, the fucking drugs, the everything. Like, you
L.A.
see
is the life, man. But you gotta understand, you always got to know your limits, you know what I'm saying? Mm. You always got to keep your head straight. Like I said, I've been in L.A. How long have we been here, J.D.? 4 days. I've been here 4 days. I probably made, like, 15 songs.
Really?
Like, it's that type of hunger, you know what I'm saying? Left the studio this morning. You know what I'm saying? I'm going right back tonight.
How much are you able to record when you're actually home?
When I'm home, I record. Actually, right now, like, normal 15 songs in 4 days is not normal. Mm-hmm. So that means it's just I came to LA and I'm focused. Like, I go, when I'm in the town, it don't even matter. It depends on the vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Because you can take your time when you're at home, whereas you're out here, you're like, all right, work time, let's go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Came out here not to play. You know what I'm saying? Got something to do.
Definitely.
Hungry, you know what I'm saying?
Who is inspiring you to make music in the first place?
I don't have one real inspiration, you know what I'm saying? It was just like it was artists in general. Like, I just look at the lifestyle, see how it is, like, for me, lit shows, watch the MTV awards, you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, I want that to be me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm I'm saying? So it's like I had to make it happen. And I always felt like from when I was a little kid, I always felt like this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like not even to this scale, I actually felt like bigger. You know what I'm saying? I felt like this was going to happen because if I put my mind to it. Because mm-hmm. I used to be in the crib. Like I ain't have my own music, but I used to sing other people's songs and that shit sounded pretty good to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know.
Eventually you had to start recording.
Some things is meant to be.
Definitely. You
know what I'm saying? I feel like this is something
else. Was there anything else like prior to this in your life where you were like, damn, I might be this. I might be a fucking truck driver. I might do this. Before you were like, nah, I'm going to be a rapper.
Nah, bro.
Nothing else?
Nothing. And it wasn't a rapper necessarily because it was kind of like, I was not thinking about necessarily being a rapper or a singer. It was just an artist in general.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Anything. I just wanted to be, honestly, I wanted to be famous. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to have an image that everybody looked up to me. Younger kids looked up to me.
Were you looking at dudes on the block or dudes in your family or dudes you were friends with?
Did I look up to them? Yeah. It was different time periods where I looked up to different people. I mean, I changed inspiration throughout my life. You know what I'm saying? It was times where I looked at the people on the block. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily saying that I want to be on the block the rest of my life, but it was just like I respected their power. You know what I'm saying? I respected what they was doing. They was getting money.
Especially when you're in a place like New York where it's like there's a real culture on the street when you're just hanging out in the park or whatever. And it's like
you just see so many people.
Like
if like even it's just the whole vibe in Cali. Like I see people and they'll just look at me and they say, ha, you know what I'm saying? In New York, we don't really do that. We just like walk past each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's more positive energy here.
When I had A Boogie on here and I was trying to get him to talk about when he had the situation with Lil B, he just said, you got to remember that New York is the number one place where you get your ass beat over a stair. Like somebody looking at you funny. You'll get beat up over that in New York like nothing.
Shit, man, I ain't going off.
It's true. It's not really like that out here. I mean, it might be for the people who are really from here or really from neighborhoods and shit like that. But for the most part, you could stand outside and look at motherfuckers all day and probably nothing's going to happen.
People probably not even going to look back.
Nah, yeah.
Saying it take a New York nigga that's stubborn and just want to be on that type of time and it just make a problem happen, you know what I'm saying?
But this is also like Times Square, you know? Like, it's different than being in a neighborhood staring at motherfuckers. Then something could definitely go down.
Even at Times Square, though, I feel like Times Square is something more likely to go down.
For real?
Over here, yeah. I mean, like, it's tourists over there, but it's still mixed up with Aggie people, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's good vibes here, though. Not that New York is bad, but it's just, it's wild. It's like, it's good vibes here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, how many times you been to Times Square?
Times Square? I've been to Times
Never.
Square all the time.
Okay. From You're making it sound like you ain't really ventured into the city that much.
Nah. Times Square. My studio on Times Square. I always go to Times Square.
Okay. That's always a wild feeling, being in New York, being in the studio, like, you're like 80 fucking floors high, just trapped in that box recording.
Yeah. Nah, you wildin', bro. In studio, I'll be my zone. I'll be turned up.
Nah, that's good.
We be lit.
So when did you start to like get any kind of traction in terms of the music, in terms of just like, you know, realizing that anybody was going to believe in you or that people were fucking with your music?
I mean, it started off RIP.
Mm-hmm. So you came out and it just started working right away?
Yep. I was in jail.
What happened? You got a thread in your mouth?
Nah, I just bit off a little piece of skin off my lip.
Oh,
but like, anyways, I was in jail. I was writing the songs. You know what I'm saying? I used to sing it to COs, different people, and then everybody was fucking with it. And I fucked with it. And it's like, and I used to always listen to the radio, like not to mention anybody, but I'd just be like, damn, this sounds good, but it don't sound like nothing that I can't do, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so it's just like, all right, let me do this because this is what I want to do anyway. Let me start doing it.
Yeah.
So it's just, I had to come home with a plan. Came home with a plan. My last little bit of money, saving up money, going to the studio, every time the studio. My first time in a real studio was the day I made the song Resume. That shit got like 9 million plays right now. So it's like, I knew it was going to happen and it happened. You know what I'm saying? So
that's crazy.
I put my mind to it.
To get that kind of traction from the very beginning?
Yeah.
That must have tripped you the fuck out, huh?
Yeah.
And so you were just putting stuff on YouTube. Like you didn't even have the Worldstar cosign or anything like that, right?
Nah, Worldstar came way later. Yeah. But just like, it was just, at that time I didn't have nobody. Like I didn't know nobody with a blue check.
Right.
And I didn't even have Instagram. It took, I think I had like at least, like my one of my videos had like at least 300K before I made Instagram.
Really?
Maybe even more. And I remember my boy Y3, he had made the Instagram account and he used to just post like he was me all the time.
So
and I started getting
those
followers. I think I took over at like 5K.
Uh-huh. So people in your neighborhood weren't really on Instagram that tough?
Nah, not really. We'd be on Facebook.
I know. I heard you talking about Facebook in another video, and I'm like, damn, Facebook is like non-existent in LA, it feels like. But that's cool that you guys in the Bronx is still alive and well.
Yeah, it's like it's more of a, like a local thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like actually, like if you was to like if you was to go to the Bronx and I, and like pause, if I was to delete Facebook, right? Uh-huh. In the Bronx, it would look like I'm bigger of an artist. You know what I'm saying? Because Facebook keep you so local,
right?
You know, and make you look like you're just a local artist because nobody really uses
Facebook. For sure. No, when I go to Facebook now, it's like some dude I went to high school with talking about Trump. Yeah, I mean it's way different to have Facebook as long as I've had it because this shit like that's like 12 years or some shit that I had it. So it's like people from high school.
I know Facebook
and shit.
Is a throwback. I had Facebook since I was a little kid.
I feel like you can get away with shit on Facebook too that you can't get away with on Instagram.
What, like talk shit, like
yeah, and like just bullshit. I made a joke about selling coke one time on Instagram. I got my whole photo deleted.
Yeah, I don't know. Instagram, not yet. I remember I'll be fake trying to Instagram. I'll be talking my shit and I'll be seeing like. How the response is different from Facebook and shit like that.
I mean, you got to switch your Facebook over to like a fan page at a certain point so that you can't really use it like a regular person. You got to like have a...
I think that's like, I'm probably going to start doing that next week. It's going to hurt me a little bit because it's going to be like a little disconnection, but...
That's going to graduate you past that level for sure.
Yeah. Probably going to start doing that though.
That's crazy. So who started like reaching out to you in terms of like showing you support or showing you love that actually helped you in your music career?
We could talk about the people that was early on. One person that was early on, like, supporting me was my boy Dex, Famous Dex.
Really?
Yeah, from early on, I think I ain't had that many followers. He just jumped right in the studio with me, showed me love, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Gave me posts. And he told me, he just gave me some advice and stuff like that. Told me to believe in myself. Couple months later, brother's lit. I'm on the move.
That's dope.
Another person is Dirk. Dirk reached out early, too.
Who? Oh, Lil Durk.
Lil Durk, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, he reached out early, too, for me. Damn. So, respect for him.
That's dope.
Appreciate him for me.
You influenced by him at all?
Yeah, I fuck with Durk.
Yeah, I feel like music. I could see your style being sort of like, if you're given your style, I could see how you would like his style a lot.
Yeah, we got some shit, though. We got some shit.
For real?
Yeah, we're going to hit up the streets.
Who else Fat you got Boy shit with? Too. Oh, Fatboy. Fatboy is like the king A&R of the East Coast now.
Yeah, Fatboy, I ain't going to lie, that nigga, real nigga.
Right.
Real nigga, he show a lot of everybody. You know what I'm saying? You never catch him talking bad about nobody.
No, he is. He's like super Mr. Yeah. Positive.
Mr. Positive all the way.
He is.
Another one for me, show.
And you could roast him real as hard as you want, and he'll just roll with it.
Yeah, he's just going to let you rock.
Yeah, he's just always having a good time. Fatboy is weird because, like, I remember, like, 6 months ago, he didn't have all them face tattoos. And now sometimes I see him, and I'm like, man, you look like a fucking OG with those face tattoos, bro.
Like a fucking OG of that.
Nah, totally. I've seen pictures of you with a designer, too.
Yeah, designer. That's another one, too. Designer. For me, I didn't even get to go through it, but, like, yeah. Designer was, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
He showed a lot of love, too. That's my boy. Another positive person. Positive person. He always going to Africa helping out kids and stuff like that. So
yeah, he's definitely a good
Shout
guy.
Out to designer.
Okay, but last one I want to ask about is Roddy Ricch. How'd that friendship begin?
Roddy Ricch. I met Roddy before neither one of us had 100K followers. And we just locked in. We locked in a while ago.
Right.
We got some shit. I was just with Roddy this morning, last night.
Oh, for real? This morning. Yeah.
In the studio and shit like that.
What's that vibe like with you guys in the studio?
We cooking up for me, so we got some fire. He brought me out at SOB's in New York City. He sold it out and shit like that. Shit was like,
that's crazy that he could sell out a venue in New York.
Yeah, it's, I ain't gonna lie, you probably don't even know. His buzz is big in New York.
It's stupid. Like he sold out the Novo, the fucking venue out here that's like 1,800 people or some shit like that. It's like crazy big for him. Like somebody was like really new like that.
Nah, yeah, that's what's up.
Damn, that's wild. So, you started having labels hit you up right away or anything? Or did you start considering that?
Labels started hitting me up early. Everything happened fast.
Because you got all the labels right there in New York.
Yeah, labels started hitting me fast. You know what I'm saying? So, I held back a little bit. I didn't get signed too fast.
You got to, because they're start offering you some bullshit in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So, but you're with a label now?
Yeah, I'm with a label now.
So how's that going?
Everything's going good. You know what I'm saying? Just moving on.
Just plotting. It's kind of crazy, though.
Album coming soon. I'm cooking up for the album.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, though, because it's like you're doing 20 million on a YouTube video. That's like most people are signed and have labels behind them can't do that. Yeah. So you feel like they look at you like...
And that was no label budget. None of my videos were label budget videos or anything. Everything was just studio, record, drop.
Yeah.
I just get a cameraman and be like, yo, pull up.
Do you ever feel like maybe having the label involved might make things a little less organic?
Yeah, I do. I mean, like, it depends on what exactly what it is, you know what I'm saying? So, like, as in terms of, like, stylists and stuff like that, I don't really, I feel like if people accepted me for who I was when I came up, well, I got to change that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, shit like that. I mean, so it's certain things that I feel like they can help on and certain things that I feel like is unnecessary.
Right.
But, like, as far as me and my team, I explain how I feel and everybody respect it. So, because what's going on right now is it's working.
Right.
So, we don't need to fix what don't need to be fixed.
You know? I feel like with the stylist thing, like, that makes sense until you have to go to, like, an awards show or some shit. And then all of a sudden, it's like, well, am I really, like, picking out my own tuxedo and everything? I might as well let somebody do this for me.
Yeah, shit like that. Well, I'm not there yet. You know what I'm
You're
saying?
You're about to be there, though.
Yeah. God willingly, you feel me? But I mean, we're gonna figure it out. We're gonna figure it out when we get there. So.
That's gonna be easy for you though, for sure. Like you have to feel like that, or do you feel like you're like not counting your chickens before they hatch because you kind of know that your career is about to blow up?
Nah, it's just that I don't want to speak too early.
Mm.
I'd rather take my time. You know what I'm saying? I'm confident I'm gonna get there though.
Yeah, definitely. When you go in the studio and you make a song, do you know right away if it's going to be a big hit, or do you take time?
Yeah, I kind of could feel it. You know what I'm saying? I kind of know, like, I got the ear for it to tell. If I like the, it depends on how much I like the song. If I love the song, then I feel like it's probably going to be big.
Mm.
I'm saying so.
No, that's what's up. So yeah, now that you signed, though, is like there. Have you had a lot of conversations with the labels about what kind of stuff they want you to do differently at this point?
Nah, it's nothing really that I gotta do differently. It's just more structure behind everything I do.
Mm.
I mean, see, like, nothing really different though.
Yeah.
Everything's gonna continue the same way. Just I'm just gonna work on getting my music on all platform as they drop, not after.
Mm.
And shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Just mistakes that I used to make when I first started off.
Definitely. Are you planning on staying in New York, or you see yourself moving to LA?
I love LA. I'm not sure if I can move to New York right now.
Right.
Because it's just a lot of stuff going on. I mean, move out of New York right now because there's a lot of stuff going on. But I love L.A. If I leave New York, I'll probably stay close to home. I'll probably go right across the bridge to Jersey or something.
Right. I feel like staying in New York, I mean, I guess it's good because you seem like you have a pretty clean image and everything. But I think with the whole 6ix9ine thing, we've seen that, like, New York cops are not regular cops. Like, you will get fucking caught up on some regular shit out there.
Yeah, it's like it's a lot of things. Like, and people around you could affect you getting time. It could affect you, make you set up for things you didn't necessarily do. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta stay away from drama and stuff like that. That's what I already learned from my peers. So that's what I'm trying to do differently.
Staying away from drama, you think is important?
Yeah, staying away from drama is definitely important.
It's kind of crazy though, because that drama is what makes you bigger a lot of times too, right?
It do, but it's not even worth it. I mean, at least my opinion is.
Yeah.
And so.
That's why you see rappers doing fake beefs now. They plot it out in advance just to make sure nobody gets hurt.
Like, I mean, that's corny too. Like, I mean, I can't knock it though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Everybody got their own ways of doing things.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like once the fans see you do something fake one time, it's kind of hard to like convince them that you're real after that. I mean, it's just might not be worth it in general.
Yeah, like stuff like that is not. It's not. That's not it to me.
Mm.
Like, I understand if, like, if you was trying to come up and then you thought of, like, a smart method, like, yo, maybe this can make me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But not when you there and you trying to be bigger by being fake, I don't know about that. Let me tell you something that I did before.
Okay.
That, like, I had a little method trying to come up.
Oh, sure.
Right, you know Uncle Murder, right? Mm. He you know how he always drops the wrap up at the end of the year?
Yeah.
I remember, I think it was last year.
You did one?
Yeah, nah. I think right before, like, 12 o'clock and shit like that, Ronnie posted, I think at, like, 10 o'clock, I put Uncle Murder wrap up. And I threw resume up.
Oh my God, that's funny as fuck.
Yeah, and the shit racked up some views and shit like that.
It worked?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fucking hilarious.
But I threw it up on a different page and I just wanted to switch in the link. But I already had the link on my page too.
Mm.
But it just racked up some views.
That's funny. That's a classic maneuver because I remember Soulja Boy, that was his thing too, is that he would put everything on like Napster and LimeWire and shit like that with like different names of songs.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what Napster?
I heard that story before, like, but I don't really know what that
Napster
is.
Napster was just like how you would download music back in the day. I'm talking about like 2000, 1999.
I was born in 2001.
Oh my God. That's like basically when it came out. That's crazy. Shit. I was like 16
in
high school.
I was around for AIM.
AIM.
I wasn't too big on it, but I know what that shit is. You know, I used to text a little couple shorties on AIM.
I was on AIM heavy. I actually reminded my mom of that the other day. I used to talk to my mom on AIM like every day.
See, I don't know.
You have to have your fly ass away message and shit. away message. Just so like if somebody messaged you, it would just pop up and say like, "Oh, I'm doing this instead," but people would swag it out and put like lyrics or whatever it was.
I don't remember. I just remember
it's like
I remember
me trying to tell you ancient
thing.
History. It was yeah, the little yellow walking guy.
Yeah, the yellow walking guy.
I think it's officially gone now. They actually got rid of it.
I don't know. Remember Skype?
Yeah, I still use Skype once
still,
in a while.
That shit still going on?
Yeah.
I don't use that shit. Like you use that shit?
I only have used it in recent memory because I like went on Academics' stream and he made me download Skype so I could talk to him on that shit.
Nah. Yeah. I think that WhatsApp shit is popping right now.
WhatsApp is big. It's not that big in America. It's big outside the U.S. a lot.
Yeah, I don't really know what it is, though. I just be seeing people phone.
It's just like a messaging service, but you know, it's owned by Facebook. People go crazy for it. Yeah, I'm surprised that shit isn't bigger out here, honestly. Like, my friend Hakeem is just saying that everybody in Jamaica, it's like 100%. That's how they don't text each other.
Just WhatsApp.
They just use WhatsApp.
Yeah, I heard that.
We're lucky. We get to be out here with good texting, like good texting.
Yeah. I don't got a Twitter.
You don't?
I don't got Twitter.
See, okay, I'm going to tell you the problem with that.
It's a fake Twitter, too, and it's fake.
Exactly.
Right,
that's the problem, is that if you don't make a Twitter, somebody's going to make a fake Twitter, and they're going to scam motherfuckers for verses, and then you're going to have some kid in your DMs, and he's going to be like, yo.
That's what's going on. I mean, I posted it, though. I said I don't have any Twitter, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know what's going on. I never followed up.
Right.
But I should, though.
Yeah. Did watching what happened with 6ix9ine in terms of like him doing all this fuck shit, blowing up super big, and then getting caught up because he was like too close to all the fuck shit going on, did that in any way like impact the way that you were viewing your own rap career? Like, damn, I got to be low key. I want to stay away from that shit.
Nah, I kind of already know it. You know what I'm saying? And I can't get sucked up in it. There's no reason to. You know what I'm saying? You gotta think positive. It's like everybody don't get the chance. A lot of people wish they could be where I'm at right now. So I gotta take what I got. Be grateful, you know what I'm saying, and make the best out of it. So, I mean, seeing that happen to 6ix9ine, it was just like, damn, like.
Reminder.
Saying, and it's like a lot of people laughing about it and joking. You understand? That's somebody's life, you know what I'm saying? So it was just a big disappointment because he was winning at the time.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? So.
It's crazy, though, how from your perspective, you're looking at the game and you're like, damn, all right, like, I have a really big amount of potential right now. Like, I don't know where this is going to go from here, but it's important for me to make the right moves here. But even though, like, the fact that you already made it past 99.99% of your peers in New York or wherever, it's like, but I think it's good that, like, you're not walking around like you already made it. You're like, no,
yeah,
I'm ready.
Shit.
I'm ready to do
this. I mean, sometimes I'd be like, oh, I made it. And I'd be feeling myself because it's just like, I got right now more than I ever had, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's just like, in all reality, being honest with myself, I'm not nowhere where I want to be. You know what I'm saying? I want to be a lot bigger, not double, like triple, more than that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like right here, it's just like, this baby steps.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm so young in my career, it just shows that like where am I at right now? You know what I'm saying? If I get complacent here, then I got nowhere.
Yeah. And especially because you see so many people in the game who make it to a really high level, but then all of a sudden they're looking at Drake and they're looking at like, you know, like the biggest rappers, and they're like, fuck, like I'm at this point, I'm not quite there. Like, you know, it's like, you'll always have that. You'll always, like, if I wanted to, I could always sit around and think about YouTubers who are bigger than me.
If I was Drake,
whatever.
If I was Drake, I feel like I still need to be bigger. You know what I'm saying? There's no stopping.
Because when you're number one, you got more people coming at you.
I'm saying you
got
to keep it. I mean, that's basically, then again, if you put it like that, it's up to him. It's like how he feel about the situation. But me, as the person I am, I always want to be as big as I can. I'm saying it's no stopping. The sky's the limit.
Like, being hot for a year is hard, but then being hot for another year is like 10 times harder than the first year, you know? Yeah. Because to keep people interested is one thing, but to keep people interested after they've already been interested with you for a while, it's like all of a sudden it becomes infinitely harder. And once you've been in the rap game or whatever long enough, you start to see dudes who had it and then they lose it. And then they spend the entire rest of their life trying to figure out how to get back some percentage of what they had before. So it's like, you know, you always, like, from my perspective, it's like somebody who realizes how important their opportunity is always going to be somebody that's going to do better, you know?
Yeah.
Shit. All right. I got to pay some bills real quick. I just want to send a shout out to our sponsor, Eagle Energy. They have actually teamed up with 21 Savage to release this limited edition caffeine vape pen. It's an all-natural caffeine inhaler pen. It's made from guarana. It's fast-acting. It gets into your system immediately as opposed to drinking coffee and energy drinks that take 30 to 45 minutes. This Starbucks should not be here. It's subtle. It has a longer effect, no caffeine jitters or crash. And if you want to get one, all you have to do is go to eagle.energy/21 and use the promo code nojumper22 for a special 22% off. That is eagle.energy/21.
Wait,
you ever try one of these?
Me?
It's like a fucking weed pen or whatever, but it has like, it tastes like Red Bull. It's a caffeine inhaler.
No interest.
Honestly, if I start shaking and shit, it's because of that. It's kind of like, it really works, basically. Eagle.energy.
Now that's what's up, though. People that sense of that, get your eagle energy.
No, I'm just telling you, man. Like, if you don't want the extra calories that come with something like this, you can just do that and it works. Anyway, so what about the jewelry? Because I feel like the jewelry in New York is just going to make you like a target. Like, motherfuckers just be looking at you like, look at that thing. Like, you can't go on the train with that, right?
I don't want to be on the train. I'm saying I'm tired of taking the train. I'm saying, like, I used to not even pay for the train. I used to hop the train. And not because I want to. It's because I ain't have no money to take the train. I don't want to be on the train. I got no reason to be on the train. The train's just like, if you have, I don't know. It's no reason for me to be on the train.
No, totally.
Nah, but the watch, the chain, you know what I'm saying? Everything legit. So it's like, if it could be a target, fuck it.
It doesn't make you feel like you have to move
it's
differently?
My trophy. Nah, I definitely do got to move better. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not better, actually. I feel like I move accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do have to move different now that I have this, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, it's a big difference.
Just a little bit more.
But it's like,
more at risk.
You live once, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be scared to spend my money.
Right.
Earned it.
Do you have a crazy amount of girls hollering at you ever since you blew up?
Yep. Seriously.
Cause your music is like the kind of music that I can imagine girls liking too.
Yeah.
That they like hear that and they're like, damn.
My shows, you don't even know what be going on.
Really? Yeah, they're in the front row screaming, throwing the bra at you and all that.
A little less, but you know.
Okay, but what's your perspective on girls though? You have a girlfriend? Are you trying to?
Nah, I don't got a girlfriend. I never like got a real attachment to a girl, mm-hmm. like on some crazy shit. I'm saying, so I don't know. I don't got a girlfriend though.
Yeah,
looking for a nice bond though. For me, a nice bond would be nice.
Yeah. So no, that would be good. So yeah, when do you think? How long till the album's gonna drop?
I'm not sure. Honestly, keep the stack. If I wanted to drop it tomorrow, it'd be done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just. Basically, it's just which songs is going to knock out other songs.
Right.
And I'm just taking my time. That's it. Just time.
Definitely. Anybody that you could see yourself working with in terms of producers or artists on the project?
I don't know yet.
Too early to say?
Yeah, too early to say.
Damn. Any like dreams? Any like things that you think could maybe happen if you just put it out there into the air?
Well, Dirk probably going to be on it for a fact.
That's a good look.
Yeah, I didn't go to the bathroom anyway, man.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, we're almost done anyway, so that's good. Shit, who do you want to thank? Or what do we need to look out for?
Thank my fans, man. Thank my fans. Shout out everybody else.
Definitely. So, yeah, tell them where to find you on social media and everything like that.
TG Hoppy on Facebook, man. It's about to get deleted. Lil TG on Instagram. You know the vibes. SB.
Facts. All right, hey, man, I appreciate you coming through and doing the show and everything. Shout out to Eagle Energy. Shout out Lil TJ.
Gang.
Gang, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes.
I'm gonna be hanging
like, oh, sorry.